This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Apple was the first company to remove Alex Jones's hateful, anti-government conspiratorial rants from their platform. And other tech companies, as we know, follow their lead.
We have the ADL that is openly the arbiter with big tech and the censors on who can be online, who can basically in the future with a social credit score even have a job. You're going to be put into ghettos and then into camps under their admitted plans.
Whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed, we're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
The head of the ADL put out a letter attacking Elon Musk and saying, you will not reinstate President Trump. He is a danger and a terrorist. And they went on to say Alex Jones is the other big enemy, and he must not be allowed back on Twitter. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, when are we going to see you back on Twitter? I'm not worried about trying to get back on Twitter. I am worried about the social credit score, the debanking that's coming for everybody in the next phase of this real tyranny. You talk about clearing present danger.
We're talking about the ability to track and trace and surveil upon subjects from the cradle to the grave, effectively, from the beginning of your life or your children's lives or your grandchildren's lives. They'll have biometric identity markers placed on you and connected with this digital ID. And then all records about all activity will be associated with it. This is not simply some identification. This is a database that is kept in a centralized place by the state, and then is a collection of all activities from the beginning of your life onward.
But what you're doing going after President Trump and Tucker Carlson and others that are good people is discrediting the ADL and discrediting groups that are against anti-Semitism, and it's a lie.
Tucker Carlson has a history of sanitizing stereotypes and of spreading this kind of poison. The great replacement theory, as it's known, is this toxic idea that there are a cabal of Jews plotting to overrun the country with immigrants, Muslims, black people, etc., and commit what they call white genocide. It is literally a staple of white supremacists.
No, it's on the UN website. It's on the UN website. It's on the UN website. Coalition of Jewish Values, rabbinic group, largest in the country, calls for CEO Greenblatt's resignation after ADL tweets minimizes the Holocaust. Because he said Tucker Carlson is a Nazi and is as bad as Hitler.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Yeah, they're a threat, says the guy with the blood-red Nazi background and Marines standing behind him.
Tucker Carlson's dangerous to tyrants, and the ADL is basically just a group the globalists rent to go out and call anybody that's for freedom a Nazi. And this major rabbinical organization said, what you're doing is evil. And so the good news is here, people across the board are done with the ADL. The bad news is the Anti-Defamation League is completely globalist, completely leftist. It defends radical Islam while attacking basic American values and attacking Christians and creating dissension. But that's what the left does. It's just preposterous that a former president who had the election stolen from him was taken off Twitter when he said peacefully march the Capitol, and the left had provocateurs there, and then they falsely claimed that Trump ordered people to attack the Capitol. That's a fraud. Who died and made the ADL our controllers?
The greatest propaganda machine in history. Let's think about it. Facebook, YouTube, and Google, Twitter, and others, they reach billions of people. The algorithms these platforms depend on deliberately amplify the type of content that keeps users engaged. Stories that appeal to our baser instincts and that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times.
Because the closest thing I've seen to Nazis in America is the left and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and their vaccine passports and their lockdowns and their bullying that violates the Nuremberg Code, trying to make us take experimental shots, and the social credit score that'll take your bank account and your job if they don't agree with your political views. That's already happening. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Phone calls on the eve of this incredibly important historic election. But I want to talk about gaslighting and mind control. And there's many examples of this, countless examples, of the type of psychological studies that have been done. So Anthony Robbins recently talked about a study that we actually covered on air a few years ago, where they went out to a park and asked somebody to hold their cell phone for a minute, but then gave them either, or asked them to hold their coffee or their iced coffee for a minute while they worked on their cell phone. And then they later came back and asked the people just a few minutes later, was that person nice or was that person mean? Was that person warm or was that person hot? And statistically, the vast majority that held the warm coffee said the person was warm. The people that held the iced coffee said the person was cold. Now, they weren't consciously connecting the cold coffee with the hot coffee, but that put the impression in their mind. And that's how programming, that's how mind control works. Now, it only works if you're unconscious. It only works if you're not thinking constantly about what's the baseline of reality, what do I stand for, and what is pro-human, and what is actually going on. Because if you're a conscious person, you would go after how they acted or how they responded to you or their interaction. But the average person is unconscious, so they weren't really paying attention when the person handed them the iced coffee or the hot coffee. They just had a subconscious memory at an animal level of the coffee was hot, so the person was warm, or the coffee was cold, the person was cold. Whereas whether the coffee was hot or cold had no bearing on whether the person was hot or cold, whether the person was nice or mean, cold or hot. And that's an example of an unconscious person that can be programmed. That's why they train you in school and the culture, and this is on record, with short attention spans and unable to really differentiate, because they want Kathy Hochul to be able to say it's a conspiracy theory, crime is not up in Democrat areas, even though it's up over 100% in most areas, 400% in some areas. Or other examples of Joy Reid saying it's a conspiracy theory, price increases don't exist. That's a word you were taught by Republicans. So you think, I'm not going to get mad about price increases. That's a Republican thing. I'm not going to get mad about vaccine deaths. I'm a liberal. Liberals take shots. So it becomes an emotional pre-programmed thing at a subconscious level, to use layman terms. So here's Tony Robinson talking about this situation. Here it is.
It was done not long ago where they took some people, 100 actors. They walked up to 100 people in a park and they rehearse doing the same thing every time. They reach in their pocket to get their phone, and they hand the person a cup of coffee, and then they reach in their pocket looking out and say, would you hold this to me for a second to a full stranger? They grab their phone, look at it, type it, and they take it back. They go, thank you so much. The same for everybody. But then they come back 30 minutes later with somebody with, and the only difference, by the way, is 50% of them have iced coffee. 50% of them have hot coffee.
Got it.
Now, a person comes by 30 minutes later with a clipboard, gives them $20 and said, if you'll give me literally a minute and a half of your time to read this three-paragraph story and answer these two questions, this is yours. 98% of people take the $20 and do it. They read the story. It's the same story for everybody. But half the people, when they ask them, the main character, how would you describe the qualities of the main character, the character traits? The ones that got iced coffee all say the person was cold and uncaring. 81% say that.
Come on.
The person got hot coffee, 80% or 1% difference say the person is warm and genuine. And the only difference is 30 minutes earlier, somebody primed them. See, you think it's your thoughts. Much of your thoughts have been primed by the environment.
And again, I'm teleprompter-free. I move fast. It's Tony Robbins. Everybody knows that. I butcher things when I'm moving quick. But what he's saying is a study, a real-world study, and all the statistics and deeper research shows that almost the same number, 81% versus 80. So, again, just because what they were handed was hot or cold, they weren't consciously thinking about it, but the subconscious is way more powerful than the conscious, and it did remember that. So that's why you've got to be in a conscious mind state. And a lot of people think of being conscious as troublesome or exhausting. No, the more you're in a conscious state, the more your brain creates new neuron connections, the smarter you get. Everybody knows when you've been at work 10, 12, 15 hours, you go home and eat a big meal, and now there's less blood in your brain, and you are, you know, watching TV and not paying attention, you make bad business deals. You make bad mistakes. You don't think as clearly as you do in the morning. Or after lunch, you don't think well because you just had a big meal. The number one rule they tell trial lawyers is don't even eat lunch. Maybe eat a little protein bar and a coffee because you'll be exhausted afterwards because there's less blood in your brain. So it's the same thing. Everything is about not getting you to train your brain. You're still going to make mistakes. I said Tony Robinson, then I clicked Tony Robbins. The point is, when you're conscious, you're going to catch the mistakes. When you're not conscious, you're not going to hardly ever catch them. And they always want you in that sleeping, unconscious state so they can do whatever they want to you, because your conscious brain will make the right decisions. Your unconscious brain is powerful, but it will make decisions on the dumbed-down information you're being fed. And you can give all the psychological terms. You can make it more sophisticated than it is. But just think about the fact that 80% or 81% of people, depending on which cup it was, only judged a person by what they were handed, but didn't consciously realize that was going on. That's mind control, and that's the type of stuff they're pulling. So here's an example. Here's Joy Reid saying, people don't know what inflation is. They were taught a word, so now they're worried about their prices increasing. And what she's saying from a sick level with a talking point is true. If they're not thinking how their prices are going up, they won't blame the system. When they're broke, they'll just wonder why they're broke instead of realizing it's a direct economic attack of the Build Back Better Great Reset program. So for a conscious person, it's ridiculous to see her sit there and say, oh, well, this is a word they were taught, as if the word, knowing what it is, knowing the name for it, made it happen. But if you're only dealing with a subconscious brain, it's true. If it doesn't know the term or doesn't consciously recognize it, it doesn't exist. See how that works? Here she is.
People I ever heard hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right, which is not use the common tongue, right, not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with crime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it, including on TV, including in newspapers. They've been taught this word, and they sort of wrap this word around whatever it is that they really want to vote, the reasons they really want to vote.
So she's telling her viewers that's a Republican thing. It's a word. It's not your gas costing way more. It's not your food costing way more. It's not your rent costing way more. It's not education costing way more. It's not medicine costing way more. It's not currency devaluation. It's not inflation. No, that's a Republican thing, another scary, evil, racist word. Here's the unelected governor, even in New York, close to losing right now, but she'll probably win his election fraud, saying it's a conspiracy theory that crime is up, and then she just lies about the statistics.
Governor Al, these are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. The data shows that shootings and murders are down in our state by 15%, even in New York City, down 20% on Long Island, where Lee Zeldin comes from.
And that's actually true on paper. We covered it 3 weeks ago. The FBI no longer counts any crime statistics in over 100 major U.S. cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit, Dallas, Houston, the list goes on and on, Seattle. They just don't look at the statistics. And it's true, gun proliferation in rural areas has exploded, so crime is actually down in rural areas because we'll shoot your ass. But not in the big cities. It's worse than ever, and all the numbers actually show that. All right, your phone calls are straight ahead, and Ali Alexander.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Co-host with me the next hour and a half, so your calls, we're getting to all of you. We're going to your calls right now, but you'll be interspersed throughout the interview. We're going to get to everybody and more. Everybody on the board and more. Let's go ahead and take a call. Who is up first here? Who should I go to first here, John? All right, let's go to James in Indiana. You're on the air, James. Welcome.
Of Indiana on election misconduct, article called Poll Worker Caught Marking Ballots for Democrats and Pressuring Voters. Indiana has had so many issues, whether it's the corrupt attorney general's office threatening witnesses or victims, the DMV altering information, or people using our information for free health care. Best article InfoWars has up is how the government is retaliating against veterans. Majority Green was just yelling at them. Article called VA Manhandles Veterans. Our veterans are being murdered by a broken system that is causing their suicide. I won't back down. I was at the Jackie Walorski VA protesting how the VA is fueling and causing veteran suicide. A whistleblower and veterans were thanking me, but veterans are afraid to speak out because of retaliation. The government would rather retaliate and have you dead than address grievances.
Well, you're right. There's so much election fraud and indictments, even people caught doing it, coming out, it makes my head spin. And most worrisome for me is Pennsylvania. Their state database that keeps people from illegally voting and counts each vote, that's magically gone down.
Yeah, something needs to change. People are losing faith in the entire system.
But you have to understand, that's part of the globalist larger plan, so we give up. We just expose the globalists and keep fighting the corruption. We're going to win in the end, but I hear your frustration, James. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Wisconsin. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's up, man?
Good to talk to you, brother.
Hey, good to talk to you. I got three of your four silver coins. I missed out on the Washington one. I got your gold war bond. I'm all stocked up on. I'm actually in the third week of X3, and I got my vitamin mineral fusion and all that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to keep you in the fight as long as I can. It's more of a selfish thing than it is helping any. But anyway, all the poll watchers out there, just remember, it's okay to pull your ballots out from under tables, and it's okay to cover up and board up your windows so Democrats can't see what you're doing. This is all.
Can you imagine if Republicans like Georgia and Michigan boarded up the windows and then on video run the same batch of ballots for Biden over and over again?
Yeah, if Trump won, I wonder what would have happened that election with all those people who did that.
But of course, conservatives don't do that. Because we're not criminals. Anything else, Jason?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Let's go to Steve in Utah. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good to talk to you.
Hey, just wanted to comment on the gas money. I think you're making some good points there. That's productive. I call into the Progressive Talk Radio on XM. I brought it up, the gaslighting. We went at it. I noticed like a week later, his intro or his advertisement was speaking on gaslighting, how to fight against it. So I think the gaslighting and pointing it out is very important. We need to nail them on it. And I think it helps wake others up instead of just being angry and mean or just whatever, how we approach it. We need to approach it. Hey, you're being gaslit. Trump's been going to go to go. They've been saying he's been going to go to prison for 7 years. and nothing's happened. That's gaslighting. You're being gaslit. Everything they're doing is gaslighting. So they don't like it, and I think it's like holy water on a vampire. So that's my two cents, I guess.
Totally agree, Steve. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to William in Kentucky, then Mike in New York. William, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk about the next generation of info warriors. My son Jacob, he's really been blowing me away. I mean, their whole life they've been brainwashed. We used to live in Michigan. They got the video games, Call of Duty, for weeks at a time. I can't do anything, battling everybody. And now, you know, I've been listening for 10 years and never bought anything, never purchased anything. I always would try and talk about election fairness and getting out and doing your part, but I never purchased anything. Now, I mean, he bought all the products. He wears the shirt every day. He wears the hat. He bought me products. He loves it. Changed our lives. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of him, and he's a representation to me of the next generation. There's still hope out there.
Oh, the statistics show. Well, what, I always forget the names. There's X. You know, there's the boomers above that. There's millennials, and then but it's the youngest generation. What's that group called? I forget the name of it. It'll pop in my head in a minute. But that youngest group below 20 is statistically the most awake. Either they're super dumb or they're super smart, but it's the largest group that is super awake. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I wanted to end with 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Long live the Republic.
Absolutely. And then there's Gen Z, and then even the little bitty ones have a new name. Thank you. Alpha, yeah. Okay, let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, love you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Love you, buddy. Thank you for doing everything you do. I just want to start with plugging every product that keeps me going. I'm a mail carrier up in upstate New York, and ever since getting on the product regime, I've been just killing it. I'm not tired. I'm just crushing it every day at work, and I owe it to Bodies. I owe it to Survival Shield. I owe it to Brain Force Plus. Just everything. Every day I start with it. It just makes a world of difference.
Well, that's great news, brother. In fact, you reminded me to take my X3 right now. I'm taking my X3 right now, brother.
It's amazing, man. I really appreciate it. I started with the products probably a year ago now, and there's no turning back now. But my point I really want to get at is this Kathy Hochul, this witch that we've been cursed with in New York. And I've been following her on Twitter. I'm back on Twitter now. I'm not getting shadow banned. I know nothing's really changed. I think maybe the people who were charged with the duty of doing that maybe got taken away or at least throttled so that they can't do it.
Well, here's the deal. I don't think I think the jury's out on Elon Musk. I don't completely trust him, but he will make more money and be more successful with open free internet. Remember, they built the big web that got so powerful when it was somewhat free. So I believe he really wants to have the free part of the web because that's what will explode. Now, will he later double back and censor it? We'll have to find out. But definitely Musk just got control a week and a half ago, and there's a whole war going on. He had to lock the building. He had to fire half the employees. So there's a real tug of war going on there with saboteurs.
Yeah, for sure. But as far as Hope is concerned, she's here. I mean, for example, I'm looking at it right now just as a reference.
Back off your phone a little bit. Back off your phone a little bit.
How about now? Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear most of what you say, but just go ahead and finish up. You're making great points, but your phone's a little muffled.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. So what's going on with Hochul?
So 43 minutes. I've been watching her on Twitter. As of 43 minutes ago, she made a post, just like she normally does, just a propaganda post. And I kid you not. I mean, there's 50.
Well, let me do this. I'll look at her Twitter and find out what she just said. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry. I can barely understand what you're saying, brother. Again, my only screening of calls is a clear phone. But I get it. Cell phones are crappier and crappier. It's all crazy. Thank you so much. Call me back on a landline, brother. All right. Jeremy, Adrian, Jefferson, Lynn, Joseph, Patriot, Stephen, Timothy, and so much more. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Your calls are coming up. And riding shotgun and co-hosting for the next hour and a half, the great Ali Alexander. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Up with some all-natural Brain Force Ultra right now. This hour brought to you by Brain Force Ultra, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And riding shotgun with us as a co-host for the next hour and a half, joining us again throughout the evening tomorrow night with Steve Bannon, so many others. We're going to have Bob Barnes, Darren Beatty, you name it, tomorrow, 8 a.m., right through the night, into the next day, into the 9th. So we're on the eve. It's November 7th. 2022. We're only 15 hours or so from the polls opening on the East Coast, and we'll take calls while Ollie Alexander's on with us. Over the next few segments, we're talking to him, then he'll be with us in the next hour with your calls. We're going to everybody, so don't hang up. Folks want to talk to you. But Ollie, let's look at the election. Let's look at the evidence we're seeing. Let's look at the statements happening. And now we're very close to this. What you're thinking is about to unfold tomorrow. But Democrats saying in key states, oh, they're not going to know who wins for a few days. A replay of a few years ago. The computer system put in years ago that only makes sure citizens and Pennsylvanians could vote. That's failed and is shut down. We've got all this other evidence coming on around the country of fraud. I'm really concerned. I know a tsunami can override a fraud, but it could dampen this Republican victory. What do you think is really going on?
Yeah, I think that that's what's going on. I'll tell you, from my experience, what I'll be, actually, first let me say your energy. I've been watching the show for the past hour and your energy is really high today. So that's exciting. And I'm excited to join you in studio tomorrow evening to kind of call some of these races. And I think on Infowars.com, we'll call the races, we'll call the majority ahead of all the major outlets. So I'm pretty excited about that. But the things that I'm going to be looking for from within side the studio tomorrow is going to be that New Hampshire Senate race. Look, I think that Democrats are still going to win it, but the closer the margin between the Republican and the Democrat incumbent there in the U.S. Senate race spells doom for the Democrat Party. If the Republican somehow overtakes them, we're going to see a historic tsunami that really we couldn't comprehend. And this is all on the backs of the voters. It can't be stressed enough that it's patriots, it's InfoWarriors, it's the viewers at Cozy.tv. It is the grassroots that is really formed this tidal wave, this tsunami, this red tsunami, only in the past 3 weeks. This isn't the Kevin McCarthy red wave. We're also going to be watching Pennsylvania. We expect a lot of fraud there. The state Democrat government has basically told the courts, we won't follow the law. We won't follow your order. So hopefully the party apparatus is ready to go with legal injunctions and we can start protecting the chain of custody of certain ballots and isolating them if they're problematic. The Democrats are paying people to talk to their friends, to vote. The Republican Party has nothing like this. So I'm going to be also watching black turnout. Right now, there's a total collapse in the black turnout of the Democrat Party during this midterm. And if that turnout, I've predicted that it's going to be below 50%. But if we're looking at the mid-40s, you're going to watch us win races where we're polling 5 points away from the Democrat. All the models will be broken. So, it's very interesting. You've got a lot of white middle-class voters who are angry. You have a lot of black Democrats who aren't showing up. You have a lot of entrepreneurial Hispanics that are crossing over, and it's all sects of the Hispanic. It's not just the Florida Hispanics. It's also the Texas and the Southwest. So, we're going to watch time zone to time zone and be able to predict and tell people on Infowars.com tomorrow what will actually happen in the following hour before any news breaks.
Well, that's right. It's such a revolutionary act for the millions of listeners listening now to say, hey, we're going to have real election coverage. This is the forbidden Infowars.com. On your email, on your text message is the hardest for them to censor, or word of mouth. Tell everybody you know, tune in tomorrow. We've had sometimes double, triple, quadruple the audiences during these elections, and that's how we defeat the globalists in their attempt to suppress us. What do you make of Democrats simultaneously, Ollie Alexander, great political analyst, of Stop the Steal, on one side saying anybody questioning elections is a fraud, it doesn't exist, they should go to jail, they're terrorists. But even Politico is saying the Republicans could steal the election. Democrats are now saying Republicans are still the election. So this is real, real oxymoronic paradox they've created here.
Yeah, I would welcome the far left blog Politico which was recently purchased by a right-wing billionaire. And frankly, he needs to start firing people. We need fair coverage at Politico, kind of like what they're doing at CNN. They're cleaning house. But Politico wants to join the Stop the Steal coalition. They're warning that this election could be stolen. And I'm here to reject their application. Politico, we don't want you in the Stop the Steal coalition. This is a form of predictive programming. What they want to do is that they want to steal elections through the delay. And they're going to claim hack this and hack that. Why? Because the Biden administration gets to choose, unlike, you know, the states administer elections, but the federal government oversees all of the cybersecurity of those state elections. So imagine Biden's administration gets to say, well, we're going to wait 3 or 4 days on this Pennsylvania election, and then Fetterman pulls it out by a point. I mean, this is total hogwash. We should be aware of it. In one of the upcoming segments, I actually want to break a little bit of news on what I expect the DOJ. I think the DOJ is setting up patriots and observers to entrap them. And so I think that this is a part of their coup by telling people, oh, they're going to hack elections and they want patriots to act stupid. But we're not going to act stupid. We're going to get the information out there. We're going to legally exercise all of our rights. And this is all just a predictive programming tactic to swing a couple races their way.
What do you make of the rhetoric now? I already covered it in the last few days, but I'm sure you've seen the clips. Lead Democrat in the House under Pelosi, end of the world if Republicans are elected. MSNBC, they're going to put us in camps and kill our children. They're just everywhere saying end of the world, but then they're the ones bringing in the tyranny. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to buy this. They're acting completely hysterical.
Oh, it's completely hysterical. And look, I went viral a couple of times because I was on some other shows and I said, when the Republicans take the majority, I want to see an unprecedented amount of criminal referrals to the DOJ. I want a Republican to get in the White House in 2025, and I want to send some Democrats to jail. Unfortunately, the Democrats won't meet us in the middle in a detente of sorts or, you know, under the doctrine of mutually assured destruction. Unfortunately, they're a bully. And you know what you got to do with the bully? You got to proverbially punch them in the nose. And that's what we got to do to the Democrats. And so they're the people who want to put us in camps. They're the people who are arresting us. They're the people who got you and me and all this legal debt. And they just want to stop us. They want to demoralize us. But we are
more than they're the ones surveilling us. They're the ones censoring us. Here's Michael Beschloss, the MSNBC resident historian. Look at this hysterical clip.
And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
What do you make of statements like that?
I mean, it's complete gaslighting. You know this too, Alex, is after the Citizens United decision, Hillary Clinton came out in favor of repealing and amending or repealing the First Amendment. So the Democrats literally want to repeal the First Amendment so that they can rewrite it, so that they can write out some billionaire money out of politics while keeping in $500 million of union money election, approaching $1 billion, quite frankly. So they're anti-First Amendment. They're the people. During Obama's administration, they locked up the press. They spied on the press. Cheryl Atkinson and James Rosen and Biden administration, completely hostile to the press.
Well, I mean, exactly. If anybody knows the censoring, bullying, attack dog group is the Democrats. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
They're trying to bankrupt InfoWars.
By the way, you got a big yay Kanye West story coming up as well, and so much more on the other side with Ali Alexander and phone calls. Greetings to everybody as well. Straight ahead, he's riding the shotgun with us for the rest of the broadcast. And tomorrow, 8 a.m., kicks off election coverage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Centralized crony capitalists, they're using liberalism, neoliberalism, as their cover, as their operating system. And because the politicians they put in power get burned, they feel insulated. But overall, they are destroying their own future. And that really is the paradox. So as good as it is that the establishment is in trouble, it's also very, very dangerous because, as Ollie said, he was on last week, the elite we have today was not the aristocratic elite we had before that had its own problems, but actually knew how to govern and manage and not destroy the planet, even if we disagreed with what their decisions were. This group is out of control. So we're at the end of a cycle. You have death and destruction, the collapse of a system. You have a rebirth, rebuilding, a golden age, massive expansion. decadence comes because of the largesse and the wealth. Then corruption sets in, extreme corruption, tyranny, mass oppression and death, and the cycle continues on and on. We've all seen the meme that bad times make strong men make good times, good times make weak men make bad times, and the cycle goes on and on. But now we've got nuclear reactors and weapons and all this stuff where we really can't keep making these mistakes that have ended so many other civilizations in the past. It's an exact pattern. And so we look at their weakness, except now they're going to double down, double down, double down, and only get more insane. And you've got all these people that are domesticating, getting paychecks from them, thinking defending the collapsing system will get them that little paycheck or that dole, when in the end, if this continues, not even mainline economists, not even their own operatives, even their own economists say it's all coming to an end. So it's like a suicide pact they're part of, Ali.
Yeah, there's one last raid. I mean, I think that that's what we're seeing in the Ukraine, the financing of the Ukraine civil war and also its conflict with Russia. I consider it basically two different conflicts, is that you have American politicians and their family members doing one last bit of money laundering. It's the same thing that the CCP has set up in Hong Kong. They do all of their private banking in Hong Kong. And the West, we do much of the same thing. And the American people are just starting to find out how corrupt our system is. How we scream about the same things that we accuse, whether it was Soviet Russia or the CCP of, our politicians are engaged in many of the same things. And I appreciate you remembering that, is that, yeah, it's kind of my thesis, it's my hypothesis that we are dealing with the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of kind of great, malevolent oligarchs, but they kind of still took care of the world. These guys, they're you know, I call them the bastards. You know, they're really just the bastards. And I mean, might want to bleep that, but I think that we're converging. We're ending a 100 year cycle. We're ending either a 300 year or 500 year cycle. And it's this perfect convergence of doom. But this is also where great men are born. This, you know, we think about the Christian church that became the universal covenant for the entire world, and Christendom set the standards for the entire world. It abolished child sacrifice around the world. It abolished cannibalism around the world. It raised the standards and literacy rate around the world. And in a lot of ways, you wouldn't have had Christendom if you did not birth the Christian church through persecution. So through our persecution now, we will be stronger patriots. We will equip a generation of humanity, frankly, to hopefully resist evil for 1,000 years.
So what can we do to try to mitigate the collapse of this corrupt, decadent, retarded aristocracy?
Well, yeah, I think that we need to build in levies in our with our families and our personal. So, you know, I'm buying books. I'm buying things that aren't grid dependent. I've purchased, you know, food storage to make sure that I'm secure in that way. I've got a water filtration system. I mean, these are real things because, again, let's say that you don't believe that this is a criminal conspiracy to deprive free men and free women of their liberty, or to coax us into pumping up the war economy. Let's just say that they're bad managers. We're already seeing it in our infrastructure. We're going to see failures during our lifetime, whether there's a war or there's not. And so I think that the first thing we got to do is we've got to be safe. We've got to be safe. We've got to stay knowledgeable. We've got to stay in the Word of God. And we've got to stay connected. And in a lot of ways, this all began when they attacked our communications. That's why they fear us being on Twitter. That's why they fear us being on Facebook. Because when we're communicating what time it is, we're more prepared, and they need us to suffer. When you go back and you research the Great Depression, you'll see that there were already psyops involving, you know, claims about the weather that don't seem to actually pan out. What it seems is that there was some government intervention, and that the government gaslighted the people into doubling down on debt instruments and central planning, and getting away from demand-based markets. How did humans go thousands and thousands of years of tilling the land, and then suddenly, you know, our government needs to tell us, you know, to give the land a rest? I mean, it's a silly notion when you really think about it. So we're at, like you said, you know, out of chaos, they want order. And they've got to shove us into chaos because we're not naturally prone to do that. I think people naturally aren't racist. People naturally love their neighbor. Yes, our human nature is wrathful and murderous and, you know, we cuss and we spit and we kick. But generally speaking, we don't scale up our evil, how our government has done. And we saw that, right? The governments of the world killed over 100 million people in the past century. And that was just through communism. So, you know, forget war outside of that.
I want to jam some calls in and continue to the next hour, but later in the next hour, you've got a big Kanye analysis, censorship analysis you're going to get to, and more on the election. Ali Alexander is our guest. He'll be in studio with us tomorrow night with an amazing raft of some of the biggest brains out there as we track this election right to 2, 3 in the morning. But the Democrats have already announced the battleground states. They're going to keep it open with their mail-in ballots, so get ready for the same steal. Yet again, we've got to stop the steal expert on, so we'll look at that next hour. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air with Ali Alexander. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hey, Ali. Nice to talk to you. Joy Reid got it wrong on purpose. She's gaslighting everybody. And you know they're gaslighting when they use the word right as punctuation with a question mark. Every sentence ends with right. So she's clearly trying to persuade people into believing that the word inflation is somehow a new word. Thomas Jefferson used it 230 years ago and warned about how inflation and deflation will be used to take our property from us and the banks will rule the world and we'll be homeless.
We'll wake up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered.
Correct. So, I mean, it's not.
Oh, no.
Right?
Water doesn't exist. The air, men and women don't exist. It's all the same. Of course, it's a talking point. Of course, she's gaslighting. But like to say, it's a racist term Republicans invented. Well, she's insulting her viewers. You guys wouldn't know you're getting gouged on prices if the Republicans hadn't taught you that word, as if the word is the thing. They're at war with words.
And as energy goes up in price, it doesn't matter how much they raise the interest rate. We're still going to have runaway inflation. So what's happening in
Europe
right now?
That's right. You said it. Food and energy, which is all energy, both energy for humans and energy for machines, is the real benchmark of inflation.
Right. And what's happening in Europe, because the Nord Stream pipeline was broken, all these energy liquid natural gas tankers are sitting offshore waiting for the price to go up. Instead of delivering it, because there's no storage, the tankers are just sitting, 30 of them are just sitting there in the channel. And waiting.
Well, exactly. When Biden blames the energy companies, says it's their fault, no, they're just piggybacking on the crisis. And again, I'm not even defending oil companies. The big ones have been behind Biden shutting down all the wildcatters, which were helping, you know, drive demand and actually opening up supply. So again, it is the oil companies with Biden. The oil companies, the big ones, openly fund the green movement. They want to create artificial scarcity.
That's just the market at work right now. Yeah, that's how it's going to happen.
It's disgusting. But remember Biden a year ago tried to blame gas stations? All gas stations lose money on gas. They make like 20 cents a gallon. But that's what brings you to the store to buy the beer and the lottery ticket and the honey bun. But now he's moved on actually to the oil companies blaming them. That's just preposterous.
The merchant is hardly the capitalist in the issue. And the merchant is just trying to make a living. It's the people that are financing.
Yeah, the merchant is the final deliverer of the product, and they get the smallest piece.
All right. You got it.
Anything else, Jefferson? You're a smart guy. Anything else?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
20 seconds. What's your prediction for the midterms tomorrow?
Well, I'm afraid they're going to blatantly steal it and see if we're willing to fight them on it. I think that's where they're going to go.
I totally agree. That's why Biden said, don't be violent. Don't be violent. Because they're going to steal it, I think, at least try to, and then blow stuff up and blame us. We'll get Ali Alexander's take on that in 2 minutes when we come back. Thank you, Jefferson. Fat-ass caller. And a bunch of other calls coming up. Adrian and Jeremy and Timothy, your calls are all coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
times. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.